Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshat Vayikra, which is also Shabbos Parshat Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Nisan. Let's start with a thought on the beginning of the parasha and then a thought at the end of the parasha. Beginning of the parasha on Pasuk Yud Aleph, we have a Pasuk, Mishachat Oise Al Yerech HaMizbeach B'Sainal of Nei Hashem, Mishdarku B'nei Aharein HaKayinim Estami Al Mizbeach B'Viv. Talking about a carbon oilah, and it's telling you that one shechs this on at the side of the Mizbeach to the north. What's unusual about this pasuk is that this pasuk appears in the Siddur right after the carbon tamid. The carbonist, which we hopefully say before the davening, we say the carbon tamid. Tavis Bei Yisrael v'amar ta'alayim es kabani lachmi li shayrech nechlechi kishu beru lakuv li b'mayadai. The same sukkim that we lain on Rosh Chodesh, and that is called the Parashat Tamid. After that, the Siddur contains this one pasuk. Shachat Aisai Ayarach Mahamiz Beyach the final say Hashem. Why? What's it doing there? This pasuk is not even talking about the carbon atomic, as you can see from this parish. It's one pasuk all by itself in the middle of the Karbanis. Why is it there? Actually, this pasuk is mentioned in Arachayim Siman Aleph. The Isaiah brings the Sayyid, and he brings the following nature. She says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Made on the Olai Shemayim V'aretz, God Kaviyachol swears by heaven and earth, Ben Goy Ben Yisrael Ben Ish Ben Isha Ben Eved Ben Alma, V'shar Shehen Kairin Mikra Zeh, the final of Nei Hashem. Any human being, Jew or non-Jew, man or woman, who reads this pasuk, the final of Nei Hashem, and he's Echer Akedis Yitzchak Ben Avraham, causes God to remember, so to speak, the Akedah. And this is the reason we say it, because this pasuk reminds Kaviyachol God of the Akedah. Therefore we say. Certainly this needs some sort of explanation. First of all, if you want to remember the Akedah, say the Parshat Akedah. And secondly, what is so special about this pasuk that it should serve as a reminder of the Akedah? Rav Schwab, in his Pirush on the Siddur, has an explanation, the Derech HaMashava. Rav Druk, in the newly released Sefer on Vayikra, has a shot to Derech HaAgada. Rav Schwab explains the depth of this idea. He explains that when one comes to the Beis HaMikdash, there are two ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch. One is the Lefnei Hashem of the Kodesh HaKadosh. And that, of course, is the direct way of serving HaKadosh Baruch through Avodah. So serving HaKadosh Baruch directly, we daven Shmona Esrei facing the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Pasuk Tzafayna Lefnei Hashem. Tzafayna is the area in which carbon was flooded, was did. Lefnei Hashem. The idea that the expression of Lefnei Hashem, which is only reserved for the Kodesh HaKadosh, is used for the place of the sacrificing of Kabbalah is a reminder that there's another direction of Avodas Hashem, and that is that when a person suffers, Bo'aleinu, in this world, Yisurei HaGuf, physical difficulty, that suffering, that carbon where a person, so to speak, is a carbon Hashem, that also is a Lefnei Hashem, a way of serving Hashem. We say, Piskul Nishare Tzedek. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened for us the gates of righteousness. Moshe Rabin, gates. Says Rav Schwab, one Ashare Tzedek. There are two. One is the direct gate, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two. Kabbalah HaTaira, the Tairag Mitzvah, the learning of Taira. And then there's a second gate. Now this gate, the Medrash says, is open to Jew and non-Jew alike. Because this has nothing to do with being a Kabbalah Torah. It's a way of serving Hashem through Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. And the idea of the Mizbeach of the Shechita being representative of a person's suffering is something well known. The person who brings the carbon is supposed to imagine as if he himself suffered the fate of this animal. That idea of Karbanos, that's also the final Lefnei Hashem. That's also Lefnei Hashem. And that's a reminder of the Akedah Yitzchak, the fact that he was willing to give up his wife, that Avraham was willing to give up his son, of Barak HaKadosh Baruch. Two directions, not by this Hashem. So, Shmav, we can answer Ramesh's Tnia, Ramesh and Darsh, Pesha, Parsha, Nava wonders why the Mizbeach is called Kodesh Kodesh, why the Mizbeach Kodesh Kodesh, says Shabbos, Perek Men, Pasikin. How, why is the Mizbeach called Kodesh Kodesh? Watch. According to this, we understand Rashad's whole words is this idea that why the Mizbeach Kodesh Kodesh, what the Mizbeach represents is also a direction of serving Hashem. Chuk explains the Derech Agada. We know that until the Akedah, the Derech was to water an animal on the Mizbeach. As we find in the Pasuk, the Yitzchak was tied up. Akedah means tied on the Mizbeach. Avram was ready to sacrifice him there on the Mizbeach. But it happened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't. Avram took an ayil and he shechted it. Since Yitzchak was already on the Mizbeach, he shechted the ayo on the side of the Mizbeach, the spinal of the match. So the first time an animal was slaughtered, not on the Mizbeach, was at the Akedah. Because of the chazivus of that carbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to be kaveh from now on, this idea of the spinal of the match. The two thoughts that have to do with this plastic, something which hopefully you'll now notice, you stay every day in the Siddur. Almost towards the end of the parasha, we have in Perek Aleph the halachas of carbon hashem, carbonis that are brought for aneris that are done. And there in pasuk Chav Gimel is a pasuk which we darsh. The pasuk says, "Oyachida elav chatas by Hashem batavah." One only brings a carbon chatas if he became aware that he sinned. Asher chata ba. The Gemara increased the staff your test. Those of you learning that today, we will soon come to this pasuk. Learns from here, Ashachata Ba Prat Lemistastake is an exception called Mistastake. What is Mistastake? Well, we are familiar with the idea of a Shaygeg, someone did an Aveira by mistake. A Shaygeg is someone who forgot it was Shabbos, or forgot that Malach is Asman Shabbos, or forgot that this particular Malach is Asman Shabbos. That's called a Shaygeg. There's something called a Mistastik. A Mistastik is someone who didn't forget anything. He knows his Shabbos, knows that the thing is Osir, but he was unaware that he was doing a Malach. The Gemara gives an example. If someone sees a fruit, not a fruit, but a vegetable on the floor, let's say he sees a cucumber, and he thinks it's just a loose cucumber on the floor, and he picks it up. And it turns out the cucumber was attached to a vine, attached to the ground, and by picking it up, he detached it. He did Malachas Kaifner. Kastabar Shulutalush, Simsa Machubar. Such a person is called a Mistastik. He doesn't need to give this at all. He was involved in doing something that's totally permissible. He thought he was picking up something that was not connected to the ground. It turns out it was. Such a sin does not need forgiveness at all. It's not even an Issa Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan can't forbid something which a person is unaware he's doing. It happened that someone once came to shul on Shabbos and found that he was carrying something in his pocket. He went over to the Vistarav and he said he was Mechal Shabbos. He accidentally was Mechal Shabbos. What kapara does he need? So that the Vistarav answered, no, you are not Mechalel Shabbos. You're a Mistastik. You thought you're not carrying. You thought you're wearing a jacket. There's nothing in the pocket. It turned out there was something in the pocket. You're a Mistastik. The carrying, you need no kapara at all. However, Chazal admonished us to check our pockets before Shabbos. You were either, you violated this Mistadrabana of not checking the pocket. But that, you apparently failed to do every week. It doesn't matter if there's anything in the pocket. As I said, check your pocket. But that, you need to begin. This is called Mistastik. We are very close to Pesach. So in the topic of Mistastik, there's a famous argument between the Nesivis and Rebbe Tiveg. The Nesivis asked the following question. He says, why do we have to check the chametz? We're afraid that we might own chametz. And not knowingly, we will be over on the Isser of called Bal Yerah, Bal Yimasa, which is know that he does own chametz. That's misasek. That doesn't even need a kapara. Why do we have to clean and search for chametz, even if he has chametz that he's unaware of? He's not over any avera. A great cash. The answer to this, the mystifus answer, that he said that the tour of misasek is only a tour in carbon. It's only that one is forgiven from being a carbon. But it's an avera and it's only in regard to Shabbos. We find regarding Shabbos that it doesn't need forgiveness because Shabbos has a higher standard of machshava, of how much a person has to be aware of. But the Chol HaTayra Kula, this Masek is still an Aveira, it's only part of the carbon. Now the Eger in a Tshuva rejects, says that this Masek, the total Fedor, is though the Kasha comes back. The Kiva Eger answers, the Torah of Misnasek is only in a sin that a person violates actively by a Meister. If he's Misnasek, he's doing something he thinks is butter. There is no Aveira. A passive Aveira, something a person does without action. This is the Kiva Eger, there's no Torah of Misnasek. Because by definition, someone who does an Aveira, which is sin, the lack of action, is violating something because he failed to act. There, a person is obligated to act. So this is a machlokes in that regard. Let me end with a vart regarding Shabbat Yom Kodesh. The beautiful vart that I saw in the space of Yochart Teres, the vart is Yochart Teres, quite beautiful. Yes, a question. Why is it that on the Musaf of Shabbat, which is also Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf of Atriyat Tikanta, we use a Yom Tif language. We use a language of Yom Tif. We don't use that language on Shabbos. We don't use that language on Rosh Chodesh. So why would a Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh use the Yom Tif language? Great catch. This beautiful parrot. The Torah in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh brings that originally Rosh Chodesh would have been a Yom Tif, like all other Yom Tif. When Klai Yisrael sinned at Diego, we lost the Yom Tif of Rosh Chodesh. And only when Mashiach returns, Mashiach comes, then the Rosh Chodesh will return to be a Yom Tif. Shabbos, however, is in Olam Haba. Shabbos is higher than this sin of Diego. On Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh arrives, Rosh Chodesh is the in Yom Tif. It's a bit of a Yom Tif as well. And therefore, when Rosh Chodesh is found on Shabbos, the Rosh Chodesh itself is more exalted. And there, we treat the Rosh Chodesh in a special way, and we use the Yom Tif, the language of Yom Tif. This would explain the custom in many circles. Then when Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, people have a second kugel. They add a special food for Rosh Chodesh. Even though most people don't eat kugel on a regular Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, it is something which is on a higher level, on a special paragraph. This also would explain what we find in Hilchos Shmiras Ba'omer, that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we're permitted to shave on Friday in honor of a double day, a double special day, a day of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. The question is, but we never find that one has a mitzvah to shave or take a haircut in honor of Rosh Chodesh. The answer would be again that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, it's a man of Yom Tov. And that's a different story. When it's a man of Yom Tov, there it has a mitzvah to take a haircut or shave ahead of time. So these are three thoughts on the beginning of the parasha, the end of the parasha, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, a quick kasha for the lamdanim among you. At the end of Vayikra Perek Alapos Chavnayin in Nefesh Achas Nechtov Shvaga, it says if one soul will sin, Mayama Oretz Bas Beisda, somebody Bas Beisda who does sin, we dash it from this, Bas Beisda, Yochid Va'asa Yishtachayish, I'm just open to it. The Gemara Shabbos of Gimel and elsewhere, dash it from here, that only an individual who does an Aveira is Chayiv. Two people carry something together. Two people carry an item together on Shabbos, which is the Yachid Shabbos, assuming it's an item which needs two people to carry it, four Averis that are Kares. Why don't we say by all of them, Shnayim Shas Ha'Pitur? Why don't we say if two people shechted an animal together, Kachim B'chatz, Shnayim Shas Ha'Pitur? We find it only in regard to Shabbos, because it doesn't seem to refer to only to Shabbos. Tzorech Yom Gadol, and with that, I sign off for today, wishing everyone a Neilag Shabbos and a very special